With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who has been nominated as House Speaker by House Republicans, says he's honored and can't wait to get down to business.
We have a lot of work to do, not just in the House for the people of this country, but we see how dangerous of a world it is and how things can change so quickly. We need to make sure we're sending a message to people all throughout the world that the House is open and doing the people's business.
A vote on Scalise's nomination may come later today. Israelis living in northern cities in the Galilee region and along the Lebanon border have come under attack.
According to the website allisrael.com, red alert sirens all across the northern tier have been going off continuously. Scores of Islamist terrorists are penetrating Israeli airspace via manned paragliders. At the same time, local media reports several dozen armed drones have entered Israel as well. The Israeli Defense Forces say with this latest attack, terrorist forces in Lebanon are opening up a second front in the war.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The IDF has ordered all civilians in the areas where sirens were sounded are asked to enter shelters and stay in them until further notice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday that Hamas militants beheaded soldiers and raped women in their attack on Israel, and he vowed that Israel would crush and destroy Hamas in response to its attack. Netanyahu said every Hamas member was a dead man. Netanyahu made the remarks in a late-night televised address as his Israeli planes pounded Gaza in response to the unprecedented attack. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 96, the S&P 500 advancing by 18 points. This is SRN News. A new poll finds religious people have better well-being.
The Gallup survey found that the world's religious people are more positive and more likely to be engaged in their communities. While the 10-year study found that the well-being of religious people varies from country to country, the report indicated that there is often a positive relationship between spirituality and well-being, and that the positive effect of religious people is compounded when they live in more religious countries. So as millions worldwide struggle with their mental health and well-being, the Gallup poll finds that people who are religious have better well-being than people who aren't. Ken Lorman reporting.
Gallup reports that globally, negative emotions such as sadness, worry, and anger are at their highest levels in more than a decade. But recent studies have found that a strong spiritual or faith commitment is linked to lower rates of depression, addiction, and suicide. This is SRN News. Finland says damage to an underwater natural gas pipeline with Estonia on Sunday may have been deliberate and was probably caused by external activity.
Investigators are still trying to establish conclusively what caused the damage. Estonia's defense minister has said significant force was involved. Hanno Pevkur said evidence so far pointed towards mechanical impact or mechanical destruction. Norway Seismological Institute has said it detected an explosive signal in the area of the leak. But a researcher there told the BBC this could have been caused by gas escaping a ruptured pipeline at pressure. Sabotage is the big fear.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reporting. Lydia has dissipated after hitting land as a Category 4 hurricane near the resort of Puerto Vallarta. One person was killed by a falling tree and two others were injured after the hurricane made landfall on Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.